The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let's step into our interview right here on Freedom 106.5 FM as we speak about creating healthy work environments. Let's welcome Miss Aisha Kujifi to Freedom 106.5 FM. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes, you did.
Okay.
You got it correctly.
Good. Great. Great. So tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into this field, and then we could step into the meaty-gritty of the topic.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me this morning. At NGC, we are all about, you know, sustainability, and sustainability includes that healthy working environment.
Mm-hmm.
I started my career quite some time ago, I won't betray my age, in human resources in the field of industrial relations. I started at the consultancy stage at the Employers Consultative Association, a very young researcher. At that time, I started doing research on, you know, employment practices. And that research helped to guide employers in, you know, how to do things following best practice.
Mm-hmm.
I went on from that to specialize in industrial relations. And also at that time, I became an attorney at law, which sort of honed my craft in that area. And today I'm all about human resources in a more holistic manner, meaning all aspects of human resources.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at areas such as wellness, compensation, all aspects that take the employee's life cycle from when you just started NGC to when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit about me and how I got into this field.
All right, so specifically the layout that you're going to be giving is more or less tailored to the NGC, yes?
Well, yes. So currently I am acting senior manager, people, leadership and culture at the NGC.
Mm-hmm.
And although I am at the NGC, of course, we can speak about things that may not necessarily be related to the NGC, given, you know, my career and so on.
No, well, what I'm looking for is like the work environment that we're discussing, the layout or the formula that you've put into place can be applied to the NGC and also other workspaces. Yes?
Certainly. So on this weekend, NGC won champion employer in the Hermat regional category.
Mm-hmm.
And that category, you know, it speaks to many things with respect to that workspace and that healthy workspace.
Mm-hmm.
So while I will be referencing NGC, of course, this applies to workspaces, public, private, any sector.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that has encouraged a healthy work environment in the space that you're currently in?
Right, so I like that question, because when we talk healthy working environment, we usually think about, you know, just the space, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we've really been focusing on is mental health. And coming into a work environment that's healthy. So that workspace must be holistic. So when you get there, how do you feel when you get to work? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of us who are working from home, because at NGC sometimes we have hybrid. Do you dread turning on that computer? Do you dread going into your inbox? Do you dread going into that work environment because it may be what some persons call quote unquote toxic?
Mm-hmm.
So mental health right now is paramount with respect to that healthy workspace. Of course, all the other aspects that we may immediately think about is there as well, right? So well-being, right? So while I am at work, what are the things that workspace provides that makes me feel well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, am I able to get my steps in? Do I have a prayer room that I could go and have a prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have, you know, a space where I can converse with my colleagues as opposed to just, you know, this sort of cubicle, you
setting.
Know, monotone arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
So as,
all of that.
Well, as you mentioned, physical environment is very important to the mental well-being of employees. So you've just suggested two things, prayer room and not so much the cubicle setting. Are there other examples that have been, let's say, modern ideas that have been applied?
Yeah, certainly. So, and I have, we are not there yet at NGC,
mm-hmm.
because mentioned, you know, am I only going to be talking about what happens at NGC, but certainly in the sustainability space, there's the idea of green spaces in the workspace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And green spaces, it really impacts your mental health while at work.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not recognize it, but it does. So we have colleagues in the energy sector who actually have implemented green spaces in their work environment. So you would have a green wall in the office. Or there may be a communal space where persons can come together and there's a green wall there, more plants in the workspace. So that's also a good thing to do with respect to having that healthier workspace,
mm-hmm.
having green spaces incorporated in your workspace.
Well, as you said green space, I automatically thought plants and the responsibility of the employees to make sure that these plants stay alive. You know, that in itself is a very calming thing to do, taking care of something that may not give you the instant reward, you know, of being taken care of. Yeah. So
definitely, yes.
If you designate,
I want to go back to mindfulness,
mm-hmm.
where we talked about, you know, that mental health, right? And at NGC, we launched this whole mindfulness slew of activities for our employees. And one of the things you would hear mindfulness experts talk about is, as you mentioned, that calming effect. Anything that can give you that calming effect. So some mindfulness experts will give you an exercise to do during the day, like a sort of breathing exercise where you sit still,
mm-hmm.
you know, you center your mind, you think about, you know, a happy thought or being at the beach. But plants also have that effect, right? So it's really good to incorporate plants in the workspace to ensure we have that mindfulness aspect.
Mm-hmm.
With respect to employees' well-being at work.
And also, I guess, communal activities, let's say they go on a hike or a team-building exercise or retreat, like a yoga retreat or something. Would you say that that gives another level of productivity when employees come together like that?
Certainly. And, well, at NGC, we have a very rigorous team building. When I say rigorous, it's a lot of team
mm-hmm.
building. So we do this a lot. Many teams at NGC have the opportunity to, you know, stop and connect. And the feedback that we always get when we have these activities is employees appreciating that opportunity to disconnect. So we are at these activities, and we are not worried about the budget, the deadline, the emails.
Mm-hmm.
We are literally stopping and connecting, and that's important. And those team building activities, I must give a shout out to our head, Odi, who leads those team building activities, Anna K. Seaton. She's excellent at that. So we have done, for example, as you mentioned, hikes.
Mm-hmm.
We had recently our spin challenge, yeah? We have had also 5K runs as a team. So all of that, certainly, it lends itself to more than just work. You know, we say you have your work family, and then
mm-hmm.
you have your at-home family. So at NGC, we try not just for work-life balance, but more for work-life integration to some extent. So, you know, when you go to these events, you see your colleague's daughter who may be going to the same school with your daughter, they connect on that level, you know. So
mm-hmm.
these are very important aspects as well.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about that award that NGC has won just for the what would be the development of this idea that we're speaking of. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to ENT. If you're just joining us here inside Freedom 106.5 FM, this is The Human Impact. And I have online with me Ms. Aisha Kujifi, Senior Manager of the People's Leadership and Culture at NGC. And they won the ERMAT Regional HR Champion Award. So we will talk more as to what went into getting that award. But before I do that, on your marks, get set, register for the Tattle Run That 5K. Come run or walk with us in the fight against diabetes on Sunday, 17th November. Register at tattlerundat.com or call 607-3288 today. So let's get back into the interview with Ms. Kujifi. Now, we were talking about building healthy relationships and healthy work environments. And we touched on a couple of things that can, you know, include or create that environment. What are some of the good HR practices that would encourage further development and further healthy work environments?
Right. It's a great question. So, and these, what I'm going to talk about is a lot that went into NGC winning that regional HR champion award. So at NGC, we are big on sustainability and embedding sustainability practices and ensuring that you inculcate that sustainability culture is important to ensuring that, you know, that you have that healthy workspace. And we've done this at NGC by a series of things. For example, we've had our knowledge cafes. At knowledge cafes, we have experts, both internal and external, come in and lead our staff, including renewable energy, sustainability, mindfulness, self-defense for women, all of these areas. Another thing that is very important to that healthy workspace is employee engagement and development. And at NGC, we have ensured that we've adopted a human-centered approach to this. So our employee engagement and development is really strategic, value-based. We have a mentorship program that places the mentor at the center of that program. So it's all about the mentor and where that mentor is going. We are committed to shaping the future leaders of the energy sector. So it's not where you're going at NGC for those mentees. It's where you're going in your career. Mm-hmm. And we're committed to that, although they are at NGC. We've also ensured we have employee empowerment. And one of the things we do at NGC is we empower employees with knowledge. Knowledge even in employee rights. So we have a pilot program at NGC called Judgment Day, where we look at actual cases from the industrial courts, and we look at the principles that came out from those cases, and we empower employees with that knowledge. You know, now some persons might say, well, sure, you want to give employees all that information, you know, they may use it, and we say, that's great. If you attend one of those sessions as an employee and you realize, hey, I think something may have gone wrong here with me in a particular situation, that's what we want. Raise it, bring it to management, and that is what would foster that healthy workspace. We also have revolutionized our performance management space, and performance management, I know it's the title sounds like, oh, you know, you're over me looking at what I'm doing, but really, it's really about employee development as well. And we have, again, championed something what we call beyond the score. So we go further than what did you score in your performance appraisal, but really looking at this employee and your development in your career. So it's beyond just your performance appraisal score. And that program is going well, and that program has really turned what we would call persons who, you know, mediocre performers, or they just toe in the line, it has turned around their performance. We also are serious about wellness at NGC, right? So we have a group wellness committee. And when I say group, you know, NGC is a group of companies.
Mm-hmm.
And that committee champions all those activities I talked about before, spin, sip and paint, away days. And at our away days, teams could do several things. Some teams do ATV driving at their away days.
Mm-hmm.
And so the wellness committee really champions those things. And of course, it's important that we ensure that the persons who are leading persons, which is our employees in our people leadership and culture division, they're certified to do so. So we have been on a drive to certify all our HR professionals in diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, DEIB. So we are big on that as well for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the I in DEIB is very, very important at NGC, and that's inclusion. So we are certifying our people leaders so that that I is focused on. So everyone who works at NGC feels included, and included in a real way in mm-hmm. terms of where we're headed.
Yeah, and
so
from developing that program, did you, well, from what I'm hearing, you paid attention to the levels or wants and needs of individuals at the company. So, for example, if someone wanted to do more outdoor activities, that was noted, rather than, you know, those who wanted to stay indoors. So you tailored it for their, interests, which brought out more positive things rather than negative.
Yeah, that's a great point you raised there. So our away day activity,
mm-hmm.
it's an away day is separate and apart from your retreat, right? Your retreat, is something that the company will arrange, and, you know, there's a particular structure to ensure the team bonds and so on. Away day, really, it is what that team wants.
Mm-hmm.
So as I mentioned, some teams do ATV, right? And they're away day, and that's fine.
They're a little more adventurous than the others.
Yes. some do paint ball competitions at mm-hmm. their away day. So it's really what that team wants to do to connect. So you hit the nail on the head there.
So the idea of doing these things as one of the points of looking into healthy work environments is to change the turnover and making the higher levels of retention in terms of employees wanting to stay and wanting to contribute. How has that factor changed with the development of this program that you're speaking of?
Right, so that's an excellent question. And traditionally at NGC, we would have what you call very good retention rates. We have very low attrition, people rarely leave. However, we are in the energy sector and we have competitors as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even when we develop all this great talent, you know, our competitors would like, in the energy sector, that is, other companies in the energy sector would like this talent, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it has, so we have structured all of what I said before into what we call our retention strategy. And our retention strategy, it incorporates what I talked about before and much more. And this is the first year, actually, the board has actually sanctioned and approved a retention strategy for NGC.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big part of that. But another, I want to boast a little bit. Another thing that really impacts our retention and our attraction rates is our flexible work.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things companies can do is look at flexible work. Flexible working really assists employees. We think about the mommies who have to drop kids to activities, this school, that school, but it impacts all members of the family. Flexible work. You may be able to stay home in the morning and take care of that ailing parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at NGC, that's also a big attraction and retention for us. We have flexible working arrangements.
Mm-hmm. So basically, the program that you all won the award for, it really, I guess, set the standard for other employers to take a look at if it is that they want to create their own healthy work environments. Can you give us like the top 2 points of that program that really made it stand out to the adjudicators so that NGC won, how they won this award?
Right. Well, I can't speak for the adjudicators, but I can certainly say what are the two top programs that we feel made NGC stand out. And the first, I would say, would be our wellness activity. So I said we have a group wellness committee.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about this category that we won is that it's regional. So it takes into consideration that we give this insight and this, you know, this knowledge and these programs, we share it across a group of companies. And mm-hmm. some of those, a couple of those companies are also regional, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of them, our wellness activity, which I have to give a shout out to our group wellness committee that leads these activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other area that really made NGC stand out is our knowledge cafe. Our knowledge cafe is specifically designed to give knowledge to employees on a range of things, not just about work.
Mm-hmm.
And our knowledge cafe also allows employees to share their own knowledge. So we have internal and external persons coming in to give employees tools, you know, tools not just for work but for life.
Mm-hmm.
Tools sometimes their own families could use. For example, we had a session on personal safety, and we had persons come in to show, you know, to show employees tactically, okay, if someone attacks you, what to do, right? Mm-hmm. So those are the two things I think really stood out for NGC.
And the success of the program, from what I'm gathering from our discussion here, that the success that happens at NGC comes from a willingness to communicate with the management and the employee. Because sometimes people think, well, okay, that is the boss. I can't talk to the boss. I can't be in the same room as the boss. And it is like the air is rare up there, you know. And the effort being made by both the employee and the employer to come down to, you know, a common place, that has shown a lot of success.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you said that. I want to also drop a name, our chairman, mm-hmm. Dr. Ishmael Khan. So since I've been at NGC, which is going on about 6-7 years, I've been through a couple of chairmen, and Dr. Khan is one of those chairmen who would be speaking to the receptionist about what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He would be down on the plant with the operators, you know, talking about what they do every day. So I think under his stewardship, really, there would always be that gap, but really mm-hmm. that gap is like a fine line now,
mm-hmm.
where employees really feel as though they can reach out to management. They're in the same circle. Last night I attended with the chairman our shift dinner,
mm-hmm.
and just to explain what that is, our shift dinner is where we give a little space for shift employees who cannot attend our big annual Christmas dinner, right? Mm-hmm. So these shift employees, they literally keep the lights on. If they are not on the plant, Trinidad and Tobago will go black, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they get the opportunity to celebrate with their families. And I was there last night, and he individually recognized each of those shift employees as our chairman, mm-hmm. Dr. Khan. So that line between management and employees is almost, it's very fine. It's almost invisible right now.
And it's encouraging because it gives a family, as you said, it's your family away from your family. So if it is that you're feeling yeah. secure amongst them, then, you know, the productivity levels do increase, and then that turns out better for the bottom line for the company at the end of the day. Yes?
Certainly.
Yeah?
Yes.
So do you have any, like, final tips for any employer who may be listening right now that recognizes that I just may need one or two of these functions to improve my work environment? Would you have any tips for them?
Yes. So two main things I think employers should really concentrate on. And you don't need to wait till you have a budget. You don't need to wait till you have, you know, done a whole survey. There are steps you can take to just start today and start small.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to focus on the mental health of your employees. If your employees are not in a good space, that high performance that you're getting, if they're not in a good space mentally, it's just a matter of time before they crash. And the employees are as strong as your business.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I would suggest for employers to concentrate on is inclusion. So we talked about what NGC is doing and certifying our people leaders in DEI and B.
Mm-hmm.
You can start small. You may not be able to go for certification like NGC, right? But ask the question, do all my employees feel included in where we're going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is no, what's the first thing that I can do to move the needle with respect to that? And I think those two things will go a long way for that healthy workspace.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and congratulations once again to NGC on winning that award, the ERMAT Regional HR Champion Award for, I guess, as you say, integration and creating that non-toxic work environment. So congratulations to you, and thank you so much, Ms. Kujifi, for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day.
Same
good
to you.
Dear listeners.
All right, TNT.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.